Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. A song based upon the passage from Isaiah 55, which features on my album Kaleidoscope of Characters, quotes the prophet's words, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Let's pray that God will speak to us all through his word today and that it won't return to him empty. Here's Isaiah 55.
See the rain and the snow fall coming down from heaven. See it journey to the ground below. Watering the earth, see it bud and flourish, yielding all the seed that the sower has to sow. Oh Lordy, what you trying to teach us? Oh Lordy, what you wanna say?
Today's theme is the authority of Jesus. And in today's gospel reading, we find Jesus preaching in a synagogue at the very start of his ministry. And there he astounds those who hear him preach. Let's listen to our reading today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What's this? A new teaching? With authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding regions of Galilee.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility.
A beautiful song there, written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend, and sung there by Kristen Getty. There are certain people who touch our lives and stand out in our memories. I wonder who these people have been for you, and for what reason. I ask myself, who are those people in my life? I think of an exceptional teacher who was very kind to me, and of a grandmother who seemed to go the extra mile for everyone, and of a husband who still is, after 47 years of marriage, so witty and wise and loving. I also call to mind a young lay preacher whose sermon made me, as a teenager, sit up in church for the first time and listen. One or two gifted schoolchildren I've taught also spring to mind, ones who've amazed me because they produced work to such a high standard I could hardly believe it was their own work. And I think of one child who absolutely hated writing of any kind. But when I invited my pupils to recount any story in front of the others one day, he had the rest of the class spellbound for about 20 minutes with his story. The others had given up after 2 or 3 minutes. I was astounded then. Such people still stand out in my mind because they were either exceptional, loving, talented, or because they had a certain charisma. Perhaps these were the very qualities people saw in Jesus that day in the synagogue. In the stillness of our hearts this morning, let's give thanks to God for the people who've touched our lives in a very special way and who've been the wind beneath our wings. Here's Bette Midler.
It must have been cold there. Never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory. You were the one with all the strength, a beautiful face without a name for so long, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? It might have appeared to go unknown.
My husband and I visited the Holy Land. We were shown around a fairly large synagogue in Capernaum, the town mentioned in our reading today. The ruined walls there weren't original, they'd been rebuilt through time, but the large stone floor on the ground was. The tiles dated from the time of Jesus. To visit the site of this synagogue was really special. It had my husband and I saying to one another, "This is the same floor that Jesus must have stood on." Jesus had most likely been invited to preach at this synagogue. After all, some disciples had already started following him. Also, the villagers there may have been curious about this man from Nazareth. After all, it was considered a rather insignificant little village. What could he possibly have to say? But soon the people who heard him sat up and took notice, because he was so different from any person they'd ever heard. Jesus was never predictable or measured in his teaching. He didn't refer to the wisdom of past rabbis, or speak very much about the many man-made laws everyone had to keep, which was the usual custom of the scribes and the other teachers. No, he taught with great wisdom and authority. Rather than say to the people, "This is what it says here in the law," Jesus would add on, "But I tell you," or, "Truly I say unto you." He was bold and original, and the people of Capernaum were astounded. He had that certain something that the other teachers lacked. Here's a more traditional hymn for you, "Jesus, the Name High Over All," by Charles Wesley, sung here by the congregation at the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. Those words were lovely. Jesus, the name high over all, in hell or earth or sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. Not only did Jesus catch people's attention with his preaching, he startled them with his actions. A demonstration of this is in today's reading, where a man possessed by an unclean spirit suddenly began to rant and rave at him in the synagogue, crying out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus immediately took charge of the situation. Having returned recently from a time of temptation in the wilderness himself, he confronted this evil force with great presence. Speaking to the spirit, Jesus more or less cried out, "Shut up and get out," silencing the voice that would reveal too much, too early in his ministry, thus putting a quick stop to the malice that might prove destructive and dangerous in its content. Modern thinkers today quickly dismiss the notion that any person can possibly be possessed by demons and unclean spirits, but they will affirm that people in those days thought this was the case. On the other hand, we only have to look at the horrors happening in our world today by way of crime and violence, poverty and inequality, drug abuse, consumerism and corporate greed, and the decline in values to prove that a real force of evil actually does exist and is very real to those suffering from it. And it seems that here in our reading today, Jesus took evil seriously and would not let it hold sway. C.S. Lewis, famous author, genuinely believed that evil spirits did exist and were constantly assaulting human minds. In the preface of his book, The Screwtape Letters, he writes, "There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors, and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight." Let's listen to the lyrics by Graeme Kendrick of our next song and hear what it is that he prays for. It's "Restore, O Lord."
Restore, O Lord, the honour of your name. In works of sovereign power, come shake the earth again, that all may see and come with reverence. Your fame, and in a time revive the church that bears your name. In your anger, Lord, remember mercy, O living God, whose mercy shall outlast the of sovereign power, come shake the earth again, that all may see and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom shall outlast the year.
Let's make one of the verses from that last song, Restore, O Lord, our prayer today. Bend us, O Lord, where we are hard and cold. In your refiner's fire, come purify the gold. Though suffering comes and evil crouches near, still our living God is reigning. He is reigning here. When gold is heated in a furnace, all the impurities rise up onto the surface, where they can be skimmed off. And that prayer was asking God to do exactly that with us today, with all of our faults and failures. Peter, the apostle who was Jesus' right-hand man, warned us to resist all kinds of evil and stand firm in the faith. In 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith and in the knowledge that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering." Having heard Jesus and witnessed his authority, many people sat up and took notice of him. They had longed for and prayed for their Messiah to come, for a Saviour to rescue them from their distress, from evil and oppression. Had God heard their prayer at long last? Many still long for such a rescue today from their distress, from their despair. But you know, God is only a prayer away. After what happened in the synagogue at Capernaum, Jesus' fame spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Even today, when astounding news or praise is shared with others, it passes on quickly like wildfire. Are we passing the good news on today when there's so much bad news around? Today may the comfort and love of God fill your hearts and bring you peace of mind, healing and wholeness. In Jesus' name, I ask this prayer. And here to finish is an inspirational song of praise. I love the harmonies in this one. It's "I Will Praise Him" by the Isaacs. And I look forward to being with you all again next week. Bye for now.
When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's when he said, "Wilt thou be clean? I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sin."
Of my heart was set.